Welcome all friends to the Dhamma. Witness your mind. Witness your mind to see what happened to your mind. Your mind got thought, your mind frustrated, your mind calmness, or your mind whatever, okay? In the practice of meditation, you witness your mind from the beginning. Because when you start watch your breathing, witness what your mind look like, your mind become still and attention. If you witness your mind still and attention, then it become more stillness, and become one pointedness in 2-3 minutes, okay? But if you not witness your mind, you just do meditation, but you not witness your mind got calmness already from the beginning, you not witness. If you not witness your mind, then maybe you lost calmness, okay? You want calmness in the meditation, then you must be able to witness how calmness you got from the beginning, okay? If you not witness, 1 hour you not got calmness, okay? Because you not witness. Or maybe you got calmness but you don't know. But if you witness your mind, when your mind start washing your brain, your mind still and calm, can you witness? Then if you have skill, wash your breathing 5-10 seconds, your mind got good meditation already. Then you can talk to me, talk to your friend, but together, you witness your mind still and calm, calm and still. Okay? Okay. So that means that is you got your wisdom together to maintain your meditation. How to maintain your meditation? Just witness, not involved. Seeing with not involved. Okay? Witness. Calmness now, just witness. When you witness your calmness, then you not forgot, you not lost in thought. If you not witness your mind calmness, your mind always traveling, okay? So when you witness your mind become more good quality, better quality. If you not witness your mind become lost and worse, okay? You witness your mind, you might become calm and better, okay? So how to witness your mind? Just now, we have candle and joss stick, okay? Now, just take joss stick and candle again. Before you doing, witness your mind, what you got in your mind. When you not do it, you not do anything, your mind lost in thought all the time, traveling all the time. But when you start doing, what happened when you start doing? Your mind attention. Now start doing. But not move yet. Just start doing. Start doing. You got attention or not? You start doing whatever. You got attention on what you are doing, okay? Can you witness your mind? When you start doing what you got? Attention. Okay? Can you witness your mind attention? Now, for example, if you have skill, now you just let go. And you still can realize attention in your mind. You call your attention come. Attention come, again. Attention come, enough. Now you got attention maybe for another 10 minutes. Half an hour, if you still witness your mind attention. Okay? Just call your attention come. How? Just, you don't have this one. Maybe you attention wash in your mouth. Wash here, inside. Okay? Your mind attention come. Or wash here, one time, breathing one time. Attention come. And you witness your mind attention come. Then you just got your attention at your workplace. What you're doing, you got attention, good attention, because you bring attention come to you. Okay? Bring by just what you're breathing in and out. One time already, you already charge battery with attention already. Okay? You don't have to charge for 1 hour. 5 seconds enough. Full already, attention. Okay? If you witness, if you not witness, you are my attention. You not witness. 10 minutes not full. Half an hour not full. And fall asleep. Okay? If you witness, you are my attention. Just attention, watch yourself. Already fill up, then you work. Okay? Or if you want your mind more attention, maybe wash in your mouth, touching, eating. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got good attention, then just let go and just already confident of yourself, you got attention already. Then you know you got attention or mindfulness already. Then you just not lost mindfulness again. If you lost mindfulness again, maybe watch yourself, watch your breathing, watch your eating. 3 to 5 seconds, charge battery with attention. 5 seconds enough. Then your attention come, then you start working again, okay? You start working again. Meditation, good meditation is about, in the beginning, 5 to 10 seconds, the best one. After 10 seconds, maybe you make it, you force your mind, okay? But 5 to 10 seconds, really good meditation, okay? Okay? First, you watch your breathing. 5 to 10 seconds, very good. Can you witness? Good enough. But too long, maybe too long, then you try to force your breathing. Okay? Not good already. Good meditation is the starting. Starting, when you starting doing things, good, the starting is a good meditation, okay? But after you starting already, maybe you got fear, you got not confident, okay? But starting, you got already meditation. Meditation already come in 5 seconds, okay? But you not witness your meditation, then you can not fill your mind with meditation. Witness together, okay? And if you got a lot of thought, okay? Just witness your mind, see the sky. Sky is empty. And witness your mind when you see the sky. 5 seconds only, your mind become empty. You charge battery. Fulfill your mind with emptiness in 5 seconds, then you go to work. Okay? Okay? So, for now, I practice meditation more often, but I take only 1 to 5 minutes only. That means more skill to go inside, into meditation, more skill, more often, okay? Better than you only once a day, sit 1 hour, but once a day. The whole day, you not go into meditation. But for me, I always working, I always move all the time, okay? Then I just go into meditation. 1 minute to 5 minutes enough for me, but more often, okay? More often, you understand? Okay, so that's why maybe now, please. I just want you to witness your mind. Okay, again, when you start doing again, and again, you witness your mind the way you sit. This way, your mind, a lot of thought. sitting straight up, your mind stronger, more powerful. Sit like this, no powerful. Can you witness? Okay? When you sit straight up, your mind got power. Then you can witness power in your mind in 5 seconds. Then just go to work. Okay? Just go to work. And when you work, witness your mind when eye contact, ear contact, make you feel good, feel bad. Witness your mind. If you witness your mind, you're not lost. But if you not witness your mind, you feel good, you feel bad, your mind lost. Okay? You understand? Witness your mind. Then we call wisdom. Wisdom calming your mind. Okay? Not you practice meditation. In the beginning, you practice meditation with you, okay? With yourself, okay? By dana, sila, and meditation. But when you go advanced level, you must got wisdom to train your mind meditation, okay? In the beginning, you train your mind meditation with dana, sila, okay? But advanced level, or if you have knowledge, you just train your mind by wisdom. How to train your mind by wisdom? Seeing with wisdom how your mind is. Witness your mind how your mind is. Okay? Witness your mind, that is seeing with wisdom. More witness your mind, more often in the day, when people speak bad, witness your mind disturb or not? Okay? But if you witness your mind more often, your mind always calms. Even people speak back to you, you say, you realize that anger cannot overcome your mind because you can witness good quality of your mind more often in the day, okay? More often in the day. So just realize the jewel inside, okay? The jewel inside is the pureness inside, okay? If you witness calmness, emptiness, and more calmness, emptiness, that is the thing that will bring you to the jewel inside, that is the pureness. When you realize the pureness inside, then you don't want to be disturbed by anything outside, okay? You already got the jewel inside, you just, oh, don't worry, okay? You take it, okay? You get it, okay? Before you disturb, okay? When you lost, never mind, I lost, but I got my jewel inside already, okay? Witness your mind, okay? Witness your mind that you got already good jewel inside or not, okay? Good jewel inside, the light of wisdom inside. When you witness the light of wisdom inside, oh, let go, not attached to anything outside, because you got the light inside, okay? The light of wisdom, okay? So you must witness your mind first, the calmness first. And then when you witness your mind, the calmness, you will enjoy the calmness, okay? And when you enjoy the calmness, it become more calmness, you can witness more calmness. And then you enjoy more calmness, then you witness it emptiness. Then you have joy. Joy in your mind, not joy outside. Okay? Not joyful traveling outside. Joyful stay at home. Okay? Joyful stay at home. Because you see, this is your home. Home of calmness, home of emptiness, home of pureness. Okay? Okay. So now, I just learn, teach you to learn how to develop yourself. You don't have to waiting for master. When master coming, your master is wisdom. Okay? Your master is wisdom. You have wisdom, it's your master. I just tell you how to got your wisdom as your master to train your mind. Your wisdom as master to see or witness. Now I will show you everything, every time you're doing differently, you got different outcome in your mind. You got different quality in your mind. And what quality you must be able to contemplate, what quality you got. When you start doing, what quality? Mindfulness. Okay? Can you witness mindfulness in your mind? Now do, start doing. And when you move slowly, what quality you got in your mind? Mindfulness and awareness. Mindfulness and awareness. Mindfulness and awareness. When you got near to the candle, what quality in your mind you got? Aim or concentration. Concentration, concentration. Mindfulness, awareness, and concentration. Okay? When you touch the candle, what quality you got? Stop. You stay there. Your mind stop. When you touch, okay? Can you witness your mind? Your mind stop thinking completely. Your mind stop. Stop thinking. That's right. When you touch, okay? And when you touch and you just light the incense stick for 1 minute, 2 minutes, what quality you got in your mind? Awareness, 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 awareness. Okay? Awareness. Okay? And when you already light the incense stick, then well done. What quality you got? Letting go. Letting go. Okay? This is how to develop vipassana. Okay? You must be able to develop more quality in your mind. First, attention or mindfulness. Then awareness, then concentration, or maybe come and go together, okay? And then stillness, and then stop or stop thinking, okay? Then emptiness, then freedom of mind, okay? So that's why you got already in one breath. If you witness your mind in one breath, you have many, many, many different qualities. First, you watch your breathing. In the first second, what you got? Mindfulness. When you watch today, I tell you, in the beginning, watch and notice. When you watch, you got attention. When you notice, watch, you got concentration. When you notice, you got awareness. Okay? You understand? Notice every moment, the breathing in, what you got in your mind, awareness. Okay? So today I will give you step by step. First step, watch and notice. What you got? Watch and notice. Okay, let's say washing first. If only wash, what you got? Concentration. Okay? Watch and notice. Watch your breathing. Doesn't matter where that you can watch clearly. Okay? But I recommend inside the two holes. Can you watch the area of breathing inside the two holes? It's more easy, much easier, okay? When you watch, what you got? Attention, mindfulness. When you watch, and then you notice. Notice every moment breathing in. What you got? Awareness and see. When you notice you got awareness and see, you only watch only one point on the touching or the area of touching. But when you notice, you got awareness and see the whole breathing. Okay? So that's why today I will let you start with watch and notice. Okay? And witness your mind. Watch. Watch only. Watch your breathing only. What you got? Concentration. Okay? Watch the breathing, the area of breathing or the breathing about in the two holes, the area of touching. Watch. It's different touching. Breathing in, breathing out, it's different touching. Can you watch? So that's why I tell you area of touching. Because sometimes touching clearly here, inside, in front, area of touching. Can you watch? But when you notice, every moment you're breathing in, you watch your breath, but you notice the breathing. Watch the breath at the area of touching. You got one object, concentration. And you notice the breathing. What you got? Notice you got awareness and see how your breathing is. That's right. Before you have to wash your breathing in, wash inside. Okay, but you don't know. Now tell you how to follow the breathing in or follow the breathing out. Wash and notice. Okay, when you wash only one point, area of touching. But when you notice every moment of breathing in, then you can. When you notice what you got, witness your mind. When you notice what you got, awareness and see. That's right. Awareness and see the breathing in deep into, let's say, deep inside. You got awareness and see the breathing deep inside, but you watch here. Okay? Watch here is concentration or mindfulness. Awareness and see breathing deep inside is awareness. Now you got very good quality, two quality. Mindfulness, watch, and notice, aware. Okay? When notice, you got awareness and see. Try. Watch your breathing, watch your breath, or watch your breathing here, but notice every moment of breathing. Watch your breathing, but notice every moment of breathing. What different notice and watch? Watch is only one point. Notice is become awareness, awareness and see the whole breathing. That's right. And watch and notice the breathing out. Watch and notice the breathing out. Watch and notice the breathing in. Watch and notice the breathing out. What you got? Watch, you got power of mind, concentration. Notice what you got, awareness and see. That's right. That's right. Now we try. Today I have 3 steps for you. Okay? First, watch and notice. After I tell you the other 2 steps. Okay? Watch and notice. And you witness, learn by yourself how your mind develops. How your mind develops. Watch your mind become attention. Attention here, area of breathing. Notice your mind become awareness and see the whole breathing in. Awareness and see when you notice, you got awareness and see the whole breathing out. But you watch. Watch one object at the area of touching. Okay? Okay, so now you got mindfulness and more mindfulness every moment we call concentration. Every moment, but more concentration with awareness because you notice your mind more. You notice you might wake up, notice you might wake up, and then you not fall asleep. Before you fall asleep, sleepy because you washing only, you feel fall asleep. Okay, but now wash the breathing, but notice the whole breathing, every moment. Can you? Okay, open your eye. Watch the breathing at the around the area of touching. Can you feel touching about in the two holes? Sometimes more the left or the right or both. Okay, can you watch where the breath touching in the two holes? And you watch, but can you notice how breathing long into inside? Can you notice? Yeah, okay, so you have 2 quality. Watch and notice. And keep your back straight. Watch and notice. Can you develop two quality together? mindfulness to watch, notice, become awareness, and see. Keep your back straight, your head straight, the way you sit. Now, open your eye. I just advise you, because the way you sit, your two hands always drop. It better put here. Then you hold your body straight, okay? If you put here, okay, put here is good if you know how to straighten up your body, if your body straight up already. But if you always swaying, better put here. Okay? When you put here, and what happened? And look at me, when you straight up. Can you witness now? Again, you take these two and straighten up your body. Straighten up your body. When you move the incense stick, the joystick, towards the candle, that is your mind inside washing. The one who wash is not your eye, but the one who wash is inside. Can you witness the one who was inside? Can you witness the one who was inside? And how about now you look at me? If your body go down, I cannot witness the one who was. The one who was become slop and toppy. Okay? But your body straight up. The one who wash wake up, that's right. So you must wash from the one inside, we call the knower. We not wash from the brain, but there is the one inside, different plane. Brain is plane of concrete. The mind is the plane of abstract. Can you realize the mind, the knower inside, wash. Now, can you wash from inside your right shoulder? Can you wash? The left shoulder, straighten up your body. When you straighten up your body, you can see the one who wash wake up. Can you wash the bottom on your seat? Can you? Can you wash the bottom on your seat? Can you wash the right shoulder, the left shoulder? Can you wash your face? Can you wash your back? Can you wash your breathing in and out at one point, area of breathing? Can you wash from inside? If you wash from the mind inside, and notice together, the mind inside wake up with awareness and see, okay? Watch and notice, okay? When you watch, you got mindfulness or attention. When you notice how you breathing, the way you breathing, long or short, soft or subtle, this is notice, okay? When you notice, you got awareness and see, okay? Now open your eye first. Watch your breathing and notice the whole breathing. That means notice every moment. You notice here, every moment. When you watch here, you notice here every moment. Every moment you notice, you wake up. You wake up inside and see the whole breathing, okay? So notice, watch here, notice here, but you can see the breathing long or short inside. That's right? Okay, you know now, watch and notice. Watch only, you got stillness of mind and sleepy, okay? Watch and notice, you got stillness of mind and awareness, okay? and see the whole breathing. Once you got one point concentration, oh, notice at the one point you see how it is the whole process. Okay? Watch and notice. You understand now? Do it now. And I show you, when you watch and notice, now your back straight. Can you watch and notice clearly? But if you go down, you might maybe lost in thought, or maybe you might fall asleep. You cannot notice well, okay? You straight up your body, okay? And if you straight up your body, and if you put your hand this way, your hand drop. You notice then you are swaying. You must not drop your hand, okay? Put more compost, okay? More compost, okay? Or this way, and your shoulder open, okay? And now, learning. First step, I have 3 steps. Today I will fulfill the whole step. Samatha and Vipassana, fulfill, okay? First step, witness your mind, the knower first. Before I use the word the gunman. But today, we not shooting. We just like the joystick. But it's the same thing. When you light the joystick, there is the one who watch. Or when you now, can you put the gun shooting here? Now, this is the target. Can you put your gun, small gun? Now, you can take your gun now. Can you shooting on one point? Shooting. There is the one who watch, the one who aim, the one who tell you shooting, we call the gunman. Okay? So the same, it's the same word. Different word, but the same thing. The gunman or the one who watch. Or you go to the dentist cleaning, put machine in your mouth. Your mind watch. Okay? The same thing, your mind. You might not go anywhere. When the dentist take your tooth out, now the dentist take your tooth out. Your mind still, can you witness your mind washing and still for 5-10 minutes. Sometimes it takes 15 minutes, your mind wash and still. Okay? That is good meditation. Good meditation is inside. So you go to dentist better to learn meditation with the dentist. Okay? And now, I drink, I wash. I go in meditation in 5 seconds. Try, 5 seconds only, slowly drinking, slowly. And wash. How the water movement in your mouth, can you wash? Fill up the power already in 5 seconds. Okay? This is how I do meditation. Okay? Because in daily life, you maybe don't have time, but you can have break. Okay? Can have break only 1 minute. Okay? After you tired, you break drinking. One pointedness of mind. This is ready to go into the jhana. But if you more practice, again, next time you must bring maybe 2-3 bottles for me. Go to meditation by drinking, okay? Or by brushing your tooth. Can you wash? 2 minutes, 3 minutes, brushing your tooth. Witness. Now first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. Okay. Okay. Okay, this is what I'm practice now. Okay. Okay. So you have even on the street, you just wash the street, wash the left. Your eye look, your mind wash. Look the right, your eye look, your mind wash. And look in front, and look far, look near, and watch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, already get into the first jhana. Okay, doing this way, okay? Or Facebook, watch. Watch, watch, not only look, you look. I have a lot of thinking, look, when you watch. Finish, then let go. If you not wash, oh, a lot of thought. Oh, still more. A lot of thinking, formation of mind. More. Not finished. Maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, don't do anything. If you wash, finish. Send, finish. Okay? This is how to do meditation with Facebook. Understand, huh? Yeah, wash. Look and watch, look and watch is meditation. When you look, you must watch. That is meditation. Look. And you look, A, B, C, D, E. You already thinking how you will saying, but you must watch. You touch the letter, touch the screen, touch whatever you touch. Can you watch the touching? We don't worry about the detail. Don't worry, washing, touching A, touching B, touching C. No, wash touching. Can you wash touching? Look at the touching, wash at the touching, look and wash. Facebook with meditation, okay? This is the way, okay?
And always, always must aware what you're doing.
Wash. Because when your eye look Facebook, your mind go somewhere else, okay? Your mind must wash. Are you cleaning? You must wash, okay? You cleaning, touching, wash. What's the touching, the movement and the touch? What you wash? There are only movement, touching, movement, touching, movement. For example, can you wash your hand movement? Now do it now. Can you watch? What you watch? Movement and stop. But you never watch movement and stop. You just move and you don't know what you move. Okay? Can you watch movement and stop? Movement and stop. And now, movement stop. Washing is from your mind. And now, wash and notice. Movement stop. When you wash and notice, it becomes, wash and notice, it becomes slowly. When you notice, it becomes more slowly. And then you can notice movements slowly. When you notice, you can notice how fast, how slowly you move, okay? When you watch, you same, you watch your hand movement, but you notice together. You watch, you can watch the hand movement, but when you can notice how slowly or how fast. You understand? Notice, okay? You watch my, listen to my talk, watch me, you can notice what I saying, okay? Notice, okay? You watch your friend, notice what your friend want, okay? Notice, okay? Watch and notice, okay? Now, watch and notice your breathing, so simple. But the way you sit, just see, if you sit like this, watch and notice for asleep. You must straight up or bring your two hands. Just make your body straight. Can you watch and notice? If you cannot watch and notice, don't close your eye. Open your eye until you can watch the breathing about here, only the area of touching. Okay? Can you realize when you got in the two hole, can you watch the feeling in the two hole of touching? Can you watch? Where the breathing in touching, breathing out, touching in different position. Can you watch? So I use the word area of touching, area of breathing, okay? But when you watch area of breathing in and out, watching here, but you notice every moment, because when it touching is slowly, when you can watch the slowly or fast or slowly, then you can see how long it is, okay? Now do by yourself now, watch and notice, watch here, in the two hole of the area of touching and notice for 5 or 10 minutes practicing by yourself. You wake up from the beginning because you notice together. Before you watch only, you not wake up. You got stillness and sleepy. But when you watch, you notice. Notice you develop awareness, watch you develop mindfulness, okay? Keep your back straight. Watch and notice. You got seeing how the breathing in is. You got seeing how the breathing out is. How you can see how deep, how long, how soft or how soft or subtle, if you notice. You got diversity of seeing when you notice, okay? Then it makes you more clear understanding. Learn your breathing already by notice, watch and notice. And witness what quality you got in your mind when you watch and notice. You got concentration and you got mindful awareness with understanding. Watch and notice. You can see your breathing, and even sometimes you got a bit thought, you can see you got thought together, but thought cannot overcome your mind. When you watch and notice, you can see thought cannot overcome your mind, it go away. Then it go away. Watch and notice. Keep your back straight, your face straight, your mindfulness wake up with your back and your face straight up. Awareness open. Watch and notice with quiet inside, with quiet, quiet. With quiet and still in your mind, still and quiet. And with knowing clearly, seeing clearly, watch and notice with knowing clearly and seeing clearly, watch and notice with knowing clearly and seeing clearly. Watch and notice your breathing in with knowing clearly and seeing clearly. Watch and notice your breathing out with knowing clearly and seeing clearly. Watch and notice with knowing clearly and seeing clearly how the breathing in is, how the breathing out is. slowly open your eye. Next step, notice, notice, and aware. Open your eye. Notice and aware. Because we would like to bring our mind go inside, okay? To become one with our heart. First we watch and notice. Then you got calmness. Then notice and aware. Then more your mind come inside, okay? But it's still notice here and awareness here. This is the second step, okay? Now you got both, your mind notice, your heart aware. Notice and aware, that is we practice samatha and vipassana together. Watch and notice, we practice samatha only, okay? Notice your breathing and aware from your heart. Now you got mind to notice your heart aware, knowing, seeing. Awareness, you got seeing, knowing, seeing, knowing, seeing, okay? And next step, more notice and aware, notice and aware, notice and aware. Your mind calmness from thought. And your mind got strength, mindfulness, very good. Then your mind, more awareness, notice and aware, notice and aware. You might go become one with your heart. Then you got vipassana, awareness, awareness and see, awareness and see. Okay, three steps. Samatha first, watch and notice. This is samatha. Then notice and aware. This is samatha and vipassana. Awareness and see clearly. Okay? This is vipassana. Three steps. Okay? So now, can you just, now your mind calm already. You don't have to watch. But you can notice your breathing. Can you? Can you notice your breathing? And aware. Aware. Awareness from heart. Notice and awareness from heart. Can you notice your breathing and awareness how it is? Okay? Awareness how it is. How soft or subtle. More soft or subtle. Awareness how your breathing soft or subtle. Can you? Awareness now. Notice your breathing and aware. Go to the next step. You can do it now. Notice your breathing. Now you don't have to watch because you might come back here already, still already. If you might still already, you don't have to watch. You just notice and your heart aware. Okay? But if you might still wandering, struggling, you have to watch and notice to bring your mind back. Okay? When your mind back, then how to wake up your heart? Notice and aware. Okay? Do it now. Okay, we start from watch and notice, but more notice, your mind still at the knower. It becomes empty. Okay? When you watch and notice it become more awareness in your mind. It become calmness and empty. Okay? And then in the calmness, you must wake up. Wake up by awareness from your heart. Awareness, awareness, not fall asleep, okay? Notice now, notice and aware, 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 notice and aware. Consciousness wake up, okay? Okay, and more notice and aware, consciousness wake up, it becomes seeing, seeing, seeing. You got now notice and aware come together. You got consciousness wake up, seeing, seeing. Then you got awareness and see, awareness and see, awareness and see. Only three steps, okay? Okay, do it now. Watch and notice your breathing. Practice by open your eye one round. Can you watch and notice your breathing? Then your eye not look at me, your eye will go down because you watch yourself. Watch and notice your breathing. Watch at the area of breathing and notice the breathing. Then you can see the whole breathing. Watch and notice. Watch and notice. And smile together. When you smile, then you got more awareness from heart. Then you got notice and aware. Notice and aware. Before you got watch, you might go out, but now your mind come and become emptiness already. Okay? Emptiness, then you have to develop notice and aware. Awareness will bring up consciousness, wake up from subconscious. Okay? Notice and aware. Notice and aware. Notice and aware. Now you notice in the knower. You don't have to watch outside the knower. Okay? Notice in the knower, at the knower, and aware from heart. Open your eye one now, it will make you easy. Notice and aware. Notice and aware. Can you do by open eye? If you cannot do by open eye, you cannot do by closing eye. Okay? You must be able to do by open eye first. Watch and notice. Can you? Watch and notice. And smile. Smile, you got awareness. Wake up. Then you don't have to watch. Notice and aware. Notice and aware. Notice and aware. First, it's not connect. It look like notice and aware, not together. But when you notice and aware, every present moment together, notice and aware, it become one mind and become consciousness wake up. Okay? Then you got awareness and see. Awareness and see things as they are. Doesn't matter. Don't have to watch at the one point because you wake up. This is jhana. When you watch and notice, this is to develop jhana. Okay? Watch and notice. But we just want to develop jhana and jhana. Watch and notice. Notice and aware. When notice and aware, you can realize feeling more here. Notice and aware. Notice and aware. Awareness and see. Oh, so open. Again, open your eye. Open your eye 2 times, 3 times to make you get used to it. Okay? Watch and notice. Follow me. Open your eye. Watch and notice. And smile a bit. Smile together. Notice and aware. Now notice and aware. Your mind calm, your heart more calmness, and first is still a bit stirring. More notice and aware is make the same line. Notice and aware. Become one mind. One mind is consciousness. Awareness and see. Now close your eye. Watch and notice. Don't have to take it long. When you get used to it, maybe it come together in maybe 2-3 minutes only. You start with watch and notice first. Then smile and relax. Then you got notice and aware. Okay? Maybe only 1 minute only. Okay? I just tell you how to go inside, how to bring your mind back to your heart to become one mind and consciousness wake up. Watch and notice. Okay? You can practice by both opening eye or closing eye. You must be well doing. Okay? Both. Closing eye and opening eye, you must be well doing. Only train samatha and samatha and vipassana and more vipassana. Watch and notice. Notice and aware. Awareness and see. Awareness and see. Vipassana is awareness and see. And then watch together. Then you can go on top with samatha again. Awareness and see, and then notice together. Okay? You don't have to watch now. Notice together. When you got awareness and see, then come with notice together. Notice and aware. Notice and aware. Awareness and see. Awareness and see. Consciousness wake up. And notice inside. Okay? Now you go deep, deep inside. Awareness and see, then notice inside. Okay? Notice inside and aware. Awareness and see. And notice inside. Now you more going inside, okay? Awareness and see your breathing. And notice inside. Notice from inside. That means when you notice from inside, your mind become one with your heart. And your heart become notice. Look at me. Notice from inside what happened. When notice from inside, now it looks like your mind go into your heart and you notice from inside, that means from your heart. First you notice from your mind and aware, okay? And then awareness and see and notice more inside, then it become notice more in your heart. Now you got one mind. Notice and aware, notice and aware, notice and aware. Awareness and see and notice inside your heart. Now you don't have notice in your mind and awareness in your heart. More and more you notice and aware, you go notice inside, mind and heart become one mind. Okay? Do it now. Very adventure. Watch and notice. Open eye again. What happened? When you watch and notice, it stay here. Your mind, okay? Watch at the gunman, watch and notice. The one who watch and notice. Notice and aware. Now don't have to watch. Notice and aware. Notice and aware. And you feel like you got awareness and feel good. When you got more awareness, you feel good. And it looks like you feel joy. Notice and aware, you got joy, okay? Then you got awareness. With joy, you got awareness and see. Awareness and see your breathing from heart, okay? Awareness and see your breathing and from heart. Then wash together from inside. Okay? Then you not lost with joy. You got joy, but you still wake up, notice together, okay? So sometimes it come to the third step, then it come back to the first and the second, doesn't matter. Let's say that you just train yourself for your skill in the samatha, watch and notice. Samatha and vipassana, notice and aware. Okay? Vipassana, awareness and see. Okay? Okay? And then you got awareness and see. Then you go into jeto samadhi, notice and aware from inside. Now this become jhana and jnana together. Okay? Again, so don't expect. Don't try to expect too much. Just practice until you know the way. Okay? Watch and notice. Open eye. Notice and aware. Awareness and see. And watch together. Sometimes watch together is still watch here. Sometimes watch together is watch inside. It depends on how it was. Doesn't matter. Okay? But you got more power of mind, more awareness, more mindfulness. Watch and notice. And close your eye. Watch and notice. Watch and notice your breathing. Notice and aware. Awareness and see. And watch together. Watch and notice. Sometimes watch together, sometimes notice together. Depends on how it is, okay? Watch and notice. Notice and aware. Awareness and see. And watch together. But it become washing inside. Watch together now is washing inside. Okay? Or we can use the word notice. Notice. Deeply. Notice deeply into your mind with awareness. Awareness and see. And watch inside or notice inside. Notice inside, watch inside, okay? It look inside, okay? Watch and notice. Watch inside. Notice inside. And aware. Awareness and see. More you notice inside and awareness inside, you can realize the whole breathing inside. Okay? First you watch and notice here. Samatha, watch and notice here. But we move inside, then you can notice and aware. What you notice and aware? Notice here and aware the whole breathing inside. And awareness and see, more seeing the breathing inside. Okay? But you can still notice the breathing here. Or sometimes you notice already in your heart. It depends on how good you are. Okay? Already, I use this word to bring your mind go into your heart. So, what we practice samatha for what? Calmness and go inside and wake up inside. Bring your heart wake up with samatha, okay? And seeing from inside, and then you can notice inside, okay? Now you come notice and aware, notice and aware. But first, it not go inside, never mind. It take time. Sometimes it's notice outside, aware inside, but it notice inside, okay? But more you practice, it's notice inside, then it immediately, by automatically, it go inside, notice, and aware. It depends on how you practice, okay? Three steps. So I just teach you how to how to do samatha, watch and appease. How to do samatha and vipassana, notice and aware. How to do vipassana, develop vipassana, awareness and see, and watch together. First is watch together from your mind, but more training. Watch together, it become watch inside, and it become washing from your heart and awareness. Okay, now you got clearly, it like you got consciousness way up from here. It turned over, okay? Okay, now do it again. All this training for skill, okay? And now open your eye, one loud. You open your eye, one loud. Then you cross your eye as long as you can, okay? Watch and notice. Notice and aware. Because you open your eye and you just do quickly, watch and notice. Notice and aware, awareness and see. Watch and notice, notice and aware, awareness and see. To teach your mind how to go inside, okay? By open your eye. And then you cross your eye. Sometimes it's not fast like you open eye. Sometimes it's more slower. Never mind, okay? But your mind know already how to go inside, okay? Watch and notice. Maybe close your eye, it take time. Open your eye is to learn, okay? To learn. To learn, and it takes time when you close your eye. Open your eye, maybe you do just to learn, but when you close your eye, it takes time. Then just witness together. Watch and notice. Maybe 5-10 minutes or half an hour, but after that, when you notice more, watch and notice, you might become empty. It become noticed and aware, okay? So you not got stuck because you learn already how to go inside, 3 steps. Now don't worry how long it is, each step, don't worry. Just do what you can do, okay? Not expect anything. And before we finish this session, even you open your eye, you still can watch and notice. Notice and aware. Awareness and see from heart. Now I will let you practice more awareness and see from heart. Okay? How to understand how awareness and see from heart. Open your eye now. Can you feel your power? Spread up your body. You got awareness and see your power, if you feel your power. That's right. How? How awareness and see? Spotlight from heart. Spread up your body. Your heart become awareness and see. Not mind, heart. If you use this mind is mind, this is conditioning mind, monkey mind, this is pure mind. Awareness and see from pure mind, but I use heart. So learn awareness and see from heart. Can you feel your power? Then you got already awareness and see your power from heart. Or even you feel your sensation. Can you feel your sensation cool or hot? You got awareness and see your sensation from heart. Okay? Body contact. Don't have to go to your brain, to your mind, and then go to your heart. Body contact, you can come to your heart directly. That's right. And now, leave your hand. Awareness and see, can you feel your neck movement? You got awareness and see. Body contact, you don't have to learn by your brain. You can learn by your heart. Can you feel your neck movement? Massage. You got awareness and see from heart. Okay? Understand? So, if you use your eye, your ear, your tongue, your nose, okay, this is go to your brain, your mind, and then go to your heart. Your mind form thought, your heart understanding. But when you feel somebody hit you, and you feel pain, you don't have to think, pain. You don't have to think about pain. You know pain. Numb. You don't have to think. You know numb. Direct from heart. We call awareness and see. Okay? But we wake up not lost in pain. Okay? Or numb. Can you awareness and feel the body movement? Awareness and see? Now you know awareness and see, it will wake up your consciousness. There are three, you know. Mind, this is pure mind, is consciousness. I used the word in the beginning, heart, but actually it's pure mind or consciousness. We need to develop three together. Three together, that is mind, heart or consciousness with body's foundation, okay? Now, there are five aggregates. You are five aggregates. That means you got five aggregates. Okay, that is form of your body, sensation, okay? And what? Perception, thought, and consciousness. Normally you make it two groups, body and mind. Okay? But actually, consciousness is pure mind. But this tree is conditioning mind. Okay? Conditioning mind, that is sensation is conditioning mind. Make you feel good, feel happy, unhappy. Okay. And then perception, okay? Make you attachment to your perception, good or bad. And then sankhara or thought, then you think good or think bad. This is conditioning mind. But consciousness is pure mind. So now how to wake up your, because now you make it into two groups, body and mind. Now your mind, you say mind, everybody use mind, okay? But I tell you, in your mind, got pure mind, we call consciousness. Your mind here, got pure mind or consciousness. And the point is how to wake up consciousness. Okay, that I use the word awareness. When you awareness, you open, then sensation, perception, and thought is released. And then pure mind wake up. So how to wake up your pure mind or consciousness from subconsciousness? Now you wake up only 8 to 10% according to the psychology. Okay? It's sleeping inside 80 to 90%. How to wake up? You must know the point. You practice meditation for what? Wake up consciousness. But this is my sensation is here, okay? Feel good, feel bad, okay? Perception is here, attached to your thinking, okay? Sankhara thought is here. So that's why we must calm down your perception and thought by watch and notice your breathing. Then this is calm down, okay? When this is calm down, you can feel more awareness, that means you got a bit awareness, that's why I can tell you notice and aware. Because when you watch and notice, now three conditioning mind, now two already calm. What calm? This is thought and perception. Okay? Now, there are three conditioning mind. Two already calm when you watch and notice. Then you got realized, you got a bit more awareness. Then I just tell you, when you watch and notice, if you have skill, maybe 1 minute, watch and notice, these two conditioning mind calm down or go away. Then, or far away. Then you got more awareness. Then I just tell you, notice and aware, because it's got comes from thought already. Then you must develop notice and aware to wake up this thing, this consciousness that hanging around in the conditioning mind. Wake up, awareness, notice and aware, then you feel really, really light. Notice and aware. Okay? Awareness and see, when you got awareness and see, sensation gone away. You understand? Now you 100% wake up with pure mind is consciousness. Okay? Okay? Pure mind is consciousness. But now is got stuck in the conditioning mind. Again. Now, first, when you hurry in the practice. You know, when you practice hurry, your consciousness still attached inside, okay? Sticky, very sticky inside. Cannot separate. Because you are very hurry in practice or rush or expect. Your consciousness more sticky inside, attached inside. So then I just tell you, open your eye, one love first, okay? Watch and notice your breathing. One now, watch and notice, you can calm down your thought and perception. Okay? Then you feel awareness from here. Then I tell you, notice and aware, then consciousness separate or free from these three monkey mind. Okay? Awareness and see, now sensation go away. Very simple to bring the Buddha nature wake up. Consciousness is the Buddha nature. Okay? Bring the Buddha nature wake up. First, now you must make three group. Body and what? Mind and consciousness. And make three group. Just keep pairing consciousness with body. Will be really helpful and powerful. How to keep pair consciousness with the body. First, open your eye and relax. Can you relax? When you relax, your consciousness free from these three monkey mind and wake up on the body. Okay? And now, can you touch your neck? It look like when you massage your neck, you can see by consciousness. Okay? Or you not touch by your hand. Can you just twist your neck? You got consciousness seeing, awareness and see. That's right. This is very important. That is one of my master. Before, I don't know why, before he do meditation, he always, he bring consciousness wake up. He just move. And what happened when you move? You cause consciousness or awareness and see. Your consciousness come out from the three monkey mind, okay? When your consciousness come out three monkey mind, then three monkey mind far away. Okay, now he relax here and relax the whole body. Wow. Consciousness come here. Three monkey mind far away, but they will come if you lost mindfulness. Consciousness will hang out. Okay? But you just feel your body, relax your body. Then three monkey mind far away. Don't try to stop thinking. If you try to stop thinking, you know you are five aggregate. You cannot stop thinking. Cannot. But you just be mindful and awareness of your thinking far away. Okay? Be mindful and fully conscious with good awareness. See yourself. So that's why sometimes I tell you the technique. When you go in the practice, you got awareness and see. What you see, you know? See body and mind. Mind is sensation, perception, and thought. That means that I always tell you, when you awareness and see what you see. See body and your thought and feeling. Because sankhara is thought, sensation is feeling, perception is feeling attachment. Okay? Can you see your body and thought and feeling together? Seeing is consciousness wake up. When you see your body and mind, let's say thought and feeling is mind. Can you see your thought and mind or thought and feeling? Okay? If you can you see your body and feeling or your body and thought and feeling? Anyhow, when I tell you see feeling, that means you must be able to see sometime feeling, sometime thought. Okay? Can you see your body and feeling? Can you see? Seeing is consciousness. Body is body. Feeling is mind. Now you make triangle. Can you see your body and feeling? Just in daily life, how to practice. See your body and feeling. Then you have three triangle. Okay? And see each other. Seeing is consciousness. Can see body, can see feeling. Okay? And mind, this is mind. If you be mindful, watch and notice. You can watch and notice your feeling. You can watch and notice your body. Okay? Your mind can watch your feeling of awareness. Can you notice how much more you got more awareness? Can you notice? Yeah, your mind can see more awareness or consciousness. Can you notice your consciousness become more and more? Can you notice? Okay, that is when you notice, then this three things stop formation of mind because you notice. Okay, when you notice, it become mindfulness. Okay, and then your mind become mindfulness. Before, your mind become monkey mind, but when you notice these three stop formation of mind become mindfulness. Notice, you can notice your consciousness, your body movement, your consciousness. So in daily life, sometimes I notice my body and my consciousness. Okay, consciousness always with body or not? I can notice my consciousness always with body. This will be very good practice for you in daily life. Can you notice your consciousness with your body or not? You still feel relaxed or not? Okay? And when you can notice your consciousness with your body always, your consciousness become seeing your mind, seeing your heart, and seeing your body. Okay? And your consciousness become seeing more, seeing your mind. Your mind sometimes a bit thought, sometimes a bit happy or unhappy. Your consciousness can see. That's right. Your consciousness can see now. It become full consciousness. More it become full consciousness, it become the inner body wake up. It look like you got this physical body and inner body. Inner body is body consciousness. Okay, or consciousness body. Okay, now you sit, physical body sit, and consciousness body wake up and sit with you. And now you know there are six consciousness. Now body consciousness. Okay, and second is eye consciousness. Okay, now two already. Third is ear consciousness. Three, tongue consciousness. Okay, and nose consciousness and my inside or in here or first in here. Okay, my consciousness in here or in here. Six consciousness. Now can you make pair together, wake up your consciousness with your body, open your eye and relax? Can you and just twist your arm? Can you see how you move by consciousness? Can you see how you move by consciousness? Practice seeing and practice spot. Can you see by consciousness how you play spot? Okay? Now play spot. Move. Play tennis with me. Can you see by consciousness? And what consciousness see? See body action and see mind. Your thought and feeling. No thought, very calm. And feeling very joy. Can you see by consciousness? You must practice to develop consciousness, see the body and your thought and feeling. How? Just keep your consciousness with a group with body. Okay? Now you can see your body and your mind by your consciousness. And now I will wake up your mind. Now I wake up one of the six consciousness already, body consciousness. I will wake up the other two. Then you fully wake up. The second, I will wake up eye consciousness. How you know you got eye consciousness or not? Now you got eye consciousness only 10%. How you know you got eye consciousness? Comes to Switzerland with me. Oh, very wake up. Snow mountain. Eye consciousness 100% when you go to Switzerland. When you walk in Singapore, only 10%. Okay? Now, eye consciousness. Right, you see beautiful nature, snow, mountain, Switzerland. Stay there, eye consciousness. And body consciousness, relax. When you wake up, two consciousness, body consciousness, eye consciousness, then your mind who was become my consciousness. Now you wake up three consciousness, enough. There are six, only three. Three consciousness wake up, body consciousness, eye consciousness, then can you, now when your eye consciousness wake up, when you close your eye, it look like your mind can see consciousness inside when you close your eye. Even your eye closed, but your eye consciousness is still there. Can you see your eye consciousness in front when you open, when you close your eye? And relax the whole body with body consciousness, the whole body. Can you together? And see eye consciousness and with whole body consciousness wake up. When you see eye consciousness, my consciousness wake up because you see eye consciousness. Now this technique approaching into meditation by consciousness. If only you can wake up body consciousness, eye consciousness, my consciousness, you go to emptiness already. Okay? You go beyond vipassana. Okay? This is how I find myself from my experience. Can you wake up by relax the whole body consciousness first? And now go to Switzerland. And now even cross your eyes, can you see your eye consciousness wake up? Or smile a bit. Can you see your smile? When you see your smile, eye consciousness wake up. When you smile, body consciousness wake up. Smile on your face, you got body consciousness wake up and eye consciousness wake up. And when you can see your smile, even you close your eye, and can you see eye consciousness wake up inside? Then it connects to my consciousness. Now you go beyond meditation and vipassana already to become higher consciousness. This is very shortcut. Okay? Very shortcut. You understand? This is from my skill. First, you have to do step by step. Watch and notice. Notice and aware. Awareness and see. Now I just bring you go inside to consciousness. Bring you to go to body consciousness first. Can you feel relaxed the whole body? Can you feel eye consciousness when you see beautiful nature? Or can you feel consciousness on your face? Because when you feel smile on your face, you got both. Body consciousness and eye consciousness. Can you see inside? See your smile? If you can see your smile, that is you see from eye consciousness. Can you see your smile? And your smile, when you see, you got eye consciousness. And eye consciousness can see your mind consciousness. Hey, wake up, my friend. Wake up in the middle of your eye consciousness. Then you can wake up your mind consciousness. Smile, can you see your smile? Then you got eye consciousness. When you got eye consciousness, your eye consciousness can see your mind. Close your eye. Can you see your smile? Then you got eye consciousness. When you got eye consciousness, you can see your mind consciousness. Then you got body consciousness, eye consciousness, mind consciousness. Wake up in 5 seconds. Smile. and see your smile. And see your mind consciousness wake up with your smile together. When you smile, your mind consciousness wake up. So the point is how to wake up my consciousness. That is the way to enlightenment. Okay? This is my technique. I think this one very simple and very fast. Okay? Easy. That's right. You don't have to focus the breathing. Okay? But you just wake up consciousness, body consciousness, eye consciousness, mind consciousness, respectively. Okay? Now can you smile? Can you see your smile? See your smile, you got eye consciousness. When you smile, your mind consciousness also a bit wake up, a bit wake up. More smile with loving kindness, more smile with good quality, loving kindness, mind consciousness wake up. Then you go inside by loving kindness. Then you stay in the middle, seeing both outside, inside. Outside is body consciousness, inside is mind consciousness, and seeing both outside, inside, not separate, seeing together. When you see together, it's open. Again, smile, see your smile, and smile with loving kindness. When you smile with loving kindness, you got my consciousness wake up. What difference? Smile only without loving kindness, my consciousness not wake up. Smile with loving kindness, what wake up? My consciousness wake up. Can you see your smile? Can you see my consciousness? You got I consciousness or mindful awareness inside or wake up in calmness. It really calm and you wake up in the calmness, see body and mind. What you see, body and mind, body consciousness, mind consciousness, and not making any formation, okay? Not attached. Now again, smile, see your smile with loving kindness in your mind, and stay there, seeing, stay there. And you got full consciousness, wake up, become awareness and see this person sitting with breathing in and breathing out. You can see the whole breathing of this person. You not focus anything, okay? That's right. This is we call jhana, vipassana jhana. Jhana is wisdom, okay? Again, smile, see your smile, okay? And with loving kindness. And stay there. With knowing, seeing, knowing, seeing, knowing. And knowing, seeing, knowing together. Seeing and then knowing together. Knowing together will bring more consciousness in your heart. Wake up! Now you got knowing, seeing, knowing. You got more consciousness sleeping in your heart. Wake up. Totally wake up. And it becomes full consciousness over the whole body. And you can see, first you can see smile, body consciousness only in front. But now you can see full consciousness on the whole body. And you can see loving kindness not only in your mind. It become in deep in your heart also. Now it become awareness and see it no separate, okay? It become one mind. We can call mind or pure mind. Now can you see the whole body consciousness and loving kindness in your heart? Stay in the middle. We call middle part. We call equanimity of mind. Here you got equanimity of mind. Can you see body consciousness of the whole body moment consciousness with loving kindness. With loving kindness, you got my consciousness from your heart. Wake up more. It's sleeping inside 80-90%. Now wake up maybe 50-60-70-80%. Can you see your consciousness outside and inside and become one consciousness? Can you see? And it become one consciousness and it become universal consciousness. Now you become one with the nature. Now you see the freedom. The freedom from all attachment because you become one with the nature in harmony. Again, relax yourself, your body, your heart with mind, with loving kindness. And can you see consciousness from on the body and consciousness in your heart? Can you? And what you see we call I inside, not I here, not physical eye. I consciousness, okay? Can you see consciousness outside of the whole body, inside in your heart? Can you? Deep mind and trust in the Buddha. Your I consciousness become Dhamma I. Okay? With trust in the Buddha, Dhamma I can see all around. With release and letting go and clear knowing more and more. And today we finish this session. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.